Okay, so as promised, I told you all that I'm going to talk about 2024 last quarter. Okay, I think the time really fly very, very fast. Until today, it's like, wow, I thought I just did like, how is the property market in 2024? Then later I do, how is the property market for the second half of 2024? Then suddenly, just blink only, now I talk about third quarter already. And we are already 6 days into third quarter because this video is done on October 6th. So to me, it's very simple. What am I going to talk about today? First, I think if you follow me very closely, the last quarter of every year, I call it the shit quarter. Okay, we're talking about property cycle lah. Okay, in terms of property, I call it the shit cycle. Why? Because it's the happiest last few months of our 2024. Why? Because everybody is going holiday. Okay, so as usual lah, I think a lot of people go holiday. PSLE just ended, so already got people fly off already. Normally, this is very normal. This is the way it works in the last quarter. So if you ask me, I can only say, number one, okay, 2024 October will be a amazing month. The property market will do well in 2024 October because it's always like that. It's called the last burst. Last burst, 2024 November, I will say that it's the start of jialat. Okay, it means it's going to slow down. 2024 December, gone case. 2025 January, gone case. Why? Very simple. If you know, the Chinese New Year should be January 29. So Chinese New Year this year is earlier, if I'm not wrong. Okay. So good and bad. Don't wait too long, also good, because the market will move faster. Because normally when school reopen la, first Jan la, until the Chinese New Year date, the market like cannot move like that due to Chinese New Year. So this time round, we will have these dates lah. Okay, I already explained it. Don't want to repeat. Number two, the bank interest rate. Because y'all keep talking about the Federal Reserve, people keep talking about the Fed rate drop and everything. So I feel that the rates will slowly soften bit by bit. Okay, so I don't perceive a very drastic drop in the next few months or even in 2025. I feel that if you really want to see a significant rate drop, maybe last two quarter of 2025 you may witness it, but definitely not in the near few months to come. Okay, so that I don't want to say lah. Okay, because that one we put it aside, because that one will I won't see the impact in 2024 last quarter. That one we wait for the 2025 video. Anything else for 2024 last quarter? I feel that nothing else. The market will continue to be the market today. Number one, still very little seller and will get lesser and lesser. Number two, still got many rich buyer around, but still got, but the rich buyer will only buy the good things. Okay, I don't want to explain so much. Go to the members video to watch. Number three, I will feel that the market will continue to be like this, at least for the next quarter. Okay, at least for the next quarter. My prediction for 2025, I will leave it to the next video. But I will just have to say that I don't see a very good 2025. If 2024 is slow to you, I can tell you that 2025 will be even slower. So that's it lah. Nothing much to talk about, but because I promised to explain 2025, so I will explain. I think if you get my message, this video is very short and sweet. I already tell you the very crucial point in 2025, how the market will move, okay? How and whatever it will happen. I will only say that these problems that we have in the third quarter of 2024 will just be continuously happening in 2025. It's not going to improve. It's only going to get worse. I perceive a drop in 2025. In 2024 last quarter. Meaning that 2024 last quarter, I feel that it's going to be even tougher if you are a seller. If you are a buyer, you won't see a lot of supply in the market either. So I think that this is already a fixed situation. Nothing much will change because we already changed from here to here. So we are going to prolong this here. We are just at the start of this new era and new cycle, okay? So things will continue. It will just be stagnant, doesn't fluctuate much. People will have to start to accept the fact, understand the current situation, understand the current struggle and how to win in the next 3 years. Okay? So that's it. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I'll see you in the next episode and bye bye.